Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. I'm the Friends part. Hello there. I'm actually waving right now. I'm not sure why I'm doing this on the radio, but welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm Joey Kroll, and here we are, Thursday, November the 29th, 2012. Wow, it is going by quickly. December starts Saturday. How are you doing today, friend? You having yourself a good week? You hanging in there, doing well, getting some Christmas shopping done? Yeah, checking some people off your Christmas list and so forth. And yeah, but in the midst of the Christmas shopping, friend, I just want to encourage you, because I know we all can get caught up in the Christmas stockings and the Christmas buying and the Christmas lists and so forth. Let's not us forget what Christmas is all about, which is about Jesus Christ, God himself coming as a man to redeem and save his people. How beautiful is that? So I pray that you're having yourself a good Christmas season so far. And we are just, what, a handful of days away until the Great News Radio meet and greet again. Yeah, we're doing that again at the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign again this upcoming Tuesday, the 4th. From 5 to 7. So excited about this. We're going to have like area artists and authors show and sell some of their work. And then we're just going to have some great opportunity to fellowship with one another and get to hang out. We had the chance to do this just a few months ago, and it was a great turnout. Got to meet so many great and wonderful people, and had some great food in the midst of that. I mean, you can never go wrong with some Olive Garden salad and breadsticks. I mean, just dip those breadsticks into the sauce, the marinara, and just forget about calories and forget about all that, because it is so good, so good. So it's like you can consider Tuesday night your second Thanksgiving meal. I mean, it's that good. So yeah, we're going to be doing the Great News Radio a special meet and greet again, Olive Garden Restaurant in Champaign, Tuesday, December the 4th. Yeah, just a few days away from 5 to 7. And there's going to be dinner discounts for that night. So come on out, have some fellowship, get to make some new friends, and hang out with other Great News Radio family members as well. By the way, if you are an artist or an author and you want to be part of this, want to have a booth set up, yeah, give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, our devotion for today, friend, comes from Luke chapter 1. We'll take a look at that right after this song. It's God Rests, Ye Merry Gentlemen. us, ye merry gentlemen, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, I'll tell you what, I love this time of the year. It's an opportunity to just really set aside some time and really focus on the gospel message, how God can humble himself, take a step out of heaven and come as a man and walk here on earth to save the people that he loves so much. It's quite overwhelming. And the neat thing is that this time of the year, there is Christmas music. Let me rephrase that. There is Christ music all over the radio, all in movies, on the TV. Everywhere you go, there's Christ-centered Christmas music. And friend, what a wonderful opportunity to go out and take advantage and share what the true meaning of Christmas is all about, which is pretty much the gospel message. It's great. So I want to focus a little bit today as part of our devotion in Luke chapter 1. Luke is pretty well known for the Christmas story, and I want to start at verse 26. When the angel of the Lord went to Mary and the conversation that they had and how Mary responded. So if you have your Bible with you, that would be great. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And I can't really, the Bible doesn't say what she was doing, where she was at, what was on her mind, if she was having a Bible study or if she was doing cartwheels, we don't know. But a lot of theologians believe that Mary at the time was a teenager, maybe 15, 16 years old. And the angel Gabriel was sent by God. That's what the Bible said, that God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary, who was about to be married to Joseph, and gave her a greeting that said that you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. And that just, I don't know about you, but that just blows my mind that God himself sent an angel to Mary with some news. Most of us know what that news is, and we'll read about it here in verse 29, but you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. How encouraging it is to know that the Lord is with us. Even though we know it, but it's always good to be reminded of it. Amen. The Lord is with you. You are favored. Verse 29, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this may be. She was thinking, okay, yeah. I don't know about you, but I would be kind of nervous too. Just, you know, maybe I'm just driving in my car and then voila, there's an angel out of nowhere. I mean, that would, I don't know about you, but that would be kind of freaking me out here. I'll be going on medication if that happened. So it says that Mary was troubled by his words and wondered what kind of greeting this may be. So she was thinking, okay, what's up? This is kind of weird. This is not normal. Verse 30. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." That's the second time that Mary was told that she was favored. You know, I don't know about you, but there are some moments when I really focus on the love of God. I can just, for some reason, I get this visual, and man, I've had this visual for several years. I can picture God just kind of giving a tour of his kingdom to somebody. And he gets to the kitchen, and there's a picture of you and of me on his refrigerator. I said, yeah, this is my son. This is my daughter. God is a supernatural God, and it's hard to put human words, it's hard to have the human mind wrapped around the love of God. In Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39, it talks about that nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God, because what Christ Jesus did for us. We can't even fathom that love. And I could just picture this. The best way I can put it is just God having a picture of me on his refrigerator and saying, this is the person. I'm very well pleased with him. So the angel reminded Mary, hey, do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. Okay, verse 31, this is where her task, this is what's going to happen. This is the plan that God has for her. Verse 31 in Luke chapter 1, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Okay, verse 33, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. So the angel is telling Mary, this is the task. This is what's going to happen. Here's some revelation in your life. This is what is going to happen. He will be great. This baby that you're going to have is not going to be any normal child. This is what his life will look like. God himself will give him the throne of his father, David. And he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never, ever end. Flash forward to today, where we know that Jesus is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. His kingdom will never, ever end. His kingdom is great. His kingdom is rich. So friend, what are you worried about when it comes to the economy? Do you not know that your God, your King, has a kingdom that will never, ever end? So after hearing this, Mary responds in a way that I probably wouldn't respond. She said, how will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. Now she responded, she had some confusion. And she responded, okay, I don't understand this. Explain this to me. I would be responding, you've got to be kidding me. God wants me to do what? Are you serious? Is this a joke? Am I on candid camera right now? Right. So Mary, she had this confusion about it, and she needed some more clarification. So the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. So in other words, the father ain't going to be Joseph. The father will be God. He will send a piece of him, the Holy Spirit, to overshadow you so that Joseph will not be the dad. He'll be the stepdad, if you want to call it that. But it will literally be the Son of God. Okay, next verse. It says, even Elizabeth, your relative, who is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. Come on now. Can I get an amen for God? There isn't anything that is too difficult for him. Did you hear that? There isn't anything that is too difficult for your God. There isn't anything too difficult for my God. There isn't anything too difficult for God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, Mary, is going to have a child, and she is mature in her years. So friend, let me ask you, do you believe that God is bigger than our circumstances? Even when things don't make sense, do you still believe that God is still in control? Do you believe that God is greater than your circumstance? God proved himself when Elizabeth got pregnant at her old age, and people said that she was unable to conceive. I love what the angel says here in verse 37, for no word from God will ever fail. I love it. If God says it, you can bank on it. If God says this is what's going to happen, you can put all your eggs in that basket. Praise the Lord. If the Bible says it, guess what's going to happen? Jesus said, I will tear down the temple and I'll rebuild it 3 days later. And guess what happened? All God did was, when he created this world, was to speak a word. That's what happened. When he spoke, things happened. There is power in his word, and there's also truth in his word. He does not lie. For no word from God will ever fail. So the angel said, by the way, whatever I just told you there, that's from God, and that's what's going to happen. And the response by Mary still blows me away today, no matter how many times I read this passage over and over and over again after being, I guess if you want to call it, interrupted in her day by this angel that came out of nowhere with this task that didn't even make sense, that this task was overwhelming if you really think about it. Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. She said, "I may not understand, but I serve the living Lord. May whatever he wants from me be done by me." Friend, how do you respond to the big tasks at hand that you know God is calling you to do? How do you respond to that? Do you run away and run away from the Ninevehs in your life saying, there ain't no way I'm doing that? Are you like Mary? "Lord, I am your servant. I don't serve myself. I don't serve this person or that king. I serve the living God. So whatever you want from me, let it come to be." So friend, we can learn many, many things from this passage in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. We know that the Son of God, Jesus, his kingdom never ends. We know that he's the Son of God. We know that he's able to do whatever he wants. He is bigger than the circumstances of life. We also know that everything that he says will never ever fail. It is truth. And we also know that we need to respond as a servant to his calling. And as you go out and about being his servant this Christmas season, I pray that you carry not only gifts for the stocking and gifts for the tree, but you share the greatest gift, the gospel message, the saving message of Jesus Christ.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you've kissed your little baby, then you the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
I love this song. Mary, Did You Know? Right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. So, did you have a chance to listen to Mark and Friends last week? Yeah, myself, Mark, and Jason sat in the studio every day last week and actually had a really good time. We really did have a great time just talking about some of our favorite hymns and basically, yes, having a Bible study each and every day and having a conversation about the Lord and learning new things. And if you missed it, go ahead and take a look at our archive program page at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and just take a listen for a couple of days last week. Great week. Really good stuff. So, hey, don't forget Mark Burns in this seat tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.